This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts has sent a 12-page letter to Mary Jo White, the head of the SEC, expressing disappointment with her performance, including the failure to issue rules on executive pay, require companies to admit to wrongdoing, and granting waivers to Wall Street firms that have pleaded guilty to security laws. Walmart announces that it will raise starting pay for its managers by about $1 per hour. David D'Alessandro of John Hancock Life Insurance said this about scandals in soccer and earlier in the Olympics. I'm paying you to borrow your brand and ride on your brand. And if your brand is sullied or tarnished, I'm paying to beat myself up. That makes no sense to me. But you have to remember that most corporate bigwigs are cowards. Worth remembering. The Association of Flight Attendants, CWA, wants the aviation industry to do more to combat human trafficking aboard aircraft. The union says many of the estimated 4 million victims of human trafficking each year are transported on planes. Four former store detectives employed by CVS in New York filed a class action lawsuit against the drugstore chain, accusing their bosses of ordering them to target Black and Hispanic shoppers. The lawsuit also alleged that the detectives were fired after they complained about racial discrimination against both customers and themselves. About 250 Disney employees in Florida were laid off. Many of their jobs were transferred to immigrants on temporary visas for highly skilled technical workers brought in by an Indian outsourcing firm. Democrats allied with Hillary Rodham Clinton are mounting a nationwide legal battle now, seeking to roll back Republican-enacted restrictions on voter access that Democrats say could prove decisive in a close campaign. The court fights began with lawsuits filed in Ohio and Wisconsin, presidential battleground states whose governors are likely to run for the Republican nomination. National League of Cities surveyed 275 municipal leaders, finding that 61% rate security their largest concern about the sharing economy of Uber, Airbnb, and the like. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about accident issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and his bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.